Hey there, Prayer Warriors. Mark here. Just another week. We've had just an amazing week. And I just pray that last week when we talked about salvation and renewing our walk with Christ, that, you know, a number of you just stepped forward. And I just continue to pray for you, and I continue to praise God for all of you. And hey, let's just open tonight in prayer just for a second and just ask for wisdom. Dear Lord, today we're just talking about you. We're praising you. We're lifting you up just with open hands and open hearts. Just guide us and direct us in the minutes to come, in the days and the weeks to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, brothers and sisters, just want to talk about the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, the Holy Spirit is sometimes, I think, you know, we don't talk about the Holy Spirit enough. You know, we have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we talk about God the Father, and we talk about Jesus, and sometimes we really don't talk about and understand the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to just share a couple of little things with you, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge, so, you know, bear with me. It's as much of a challenge for me as it is for anybody else. And really, if you can open your book to John chapter 14, I'm going to start there in verse 12 and go on down through 16, and then I'm going to hit verse 26. And just to kind of put it in perspective, here in John, Jesus is surrounded by the boys and the disciples, and, you know, every once in a while they get a little off track, and you see that and you hear that. And, you know, I heard one pastor refer to them kind of like Keystone Cops once in a while. And these are some of the conversations that they just keep throwing out these questions to Jesus, and Jesus giving these really heartfelt answers, these truthful answers that he's going to go away, and he's going to, you know, and it's for their own good. And really, they've been expecting this warrior like David, this Messiah like David, to come and save them, because they're being put down by the Romans. And hey, it's trying times. And, you know, we have trying times now, and we ask many of those same questions. And you know, Simon Peter says, "Well, where are you going?" And Jesus gives him an answer. And Peter says, "Well, why not? I'll follow you." And he says, "Well, you can't follow me, dude." He says, Thomas is there, doubting Thomas. He says, "We don't know where you're going. You know, how do we know the way?" And he's been trying to explain this stuff for the past 3 years. And sometimes, you know, we are slow to hear because we want to hear what we want to hear. I mean, even Judas, you know, he weighed in on here, and, you know, this was not Judas Iscariot, but the other Judas, and he said, "Well, how is it you manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" But so Jesus is answering all of these questions, and he finally says there in 14:12 in John, he says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." So he's telling them again. "And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if you love me, keep my commandments." And here's the kicker: "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper," a paraclete, you know, "a helper that he may abide with you forever, even in the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." And he's talking about the Holy Spirit. And if you jump over there to verse 26, "And the helper," the Holy Spirit, he can't get any clearer now, "but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all things that I said to you." And so here's the Holy Spirit, and they're thinking of somebody else is going to walk into the room. So it's really that faith and that hope that Jesus is saying, you're going to have a helper. And so that's a critical piece that we have to understand. And even as we flip over to John 16, 5 through 9, And he reiterates it again, and he's telling them a couple of times. He says, "But now I go away to him who sent me," that's God the Father, "and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away. The Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. So he's saying, hey, I've got to go away. I'm going to go be with God the Father, and the Holy Spirit will be here to help you when I leave. And so it's pretty darn clear for these guys, but it's still a little bit of a challenge to understand because they're still looking at Jesus to be the Messiah, to be the David riding into Jerusalem on a, you know, big white stallion. So we have to really kind of understand, you know, what we're doing there. And the Holy Spirit is in a number. You know, I mean, the Jews have the Holy Spirit. They understand. They have always said it, the Holy Ghost is a divine force and influence of God over the universe and creatures. Islam has got a Holy Spirit who they believe is an ancient of divine action. Gnostics had one, Zoroastrians, the Hindus, they all have Holy Spirits. But our Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. And that's what we have to understand. The Holy Spirit is in here and in us. And the word that they're looking at in Greek is pneuma, which means breathe. Parakletos, which means helper. And so what we have to do is really take that to heart, that we have a helper with us. God has sent his helper to be with us and in us. And we need to really kind of watch for that because the Holy Spirit's going to open doors. If we pray, Jesus, help me, the Holy Spirit will open those doors. And I think a number of us have seen that in our lives. If you lose a job, you lose a loved one, if there's pain in your life, if there's confusion, you make those prayers known, and the Holy Spirit will help us. We have to understand it. Just as in Acts 1, 5 through 8, Jesus is talking. He's been sacrificed. He has come down from the cross. He's risen from the grave, and he's talking to the guys there in the first chapter of Acts, and he says, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So then they came together, and so it was kind of crazy. So you've got all of these people, all these men gathered together on the day of Pentecost, and they're all in one accord, starting in chapter 2 in the book of Acts. And there appeared to them to be divided, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven, rushing mighty void, and filled the whole house where they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in other tongues. And then it goes on, and others said, they're just a bunch of drunks. They've been drinking wine all this time. But Peter, so this is the same Peter who is kind of acting, you know, goofy in the Gospels. He stands up, and he says, "Men of Judea and all who are dwelled in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for they're not drunk. But it's just as the prophet Joel in the Old Testament said, it'll come to pass that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy, they shall show wonders, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so that's just amazing. We have God the Helper with us. God the Helper is here with us, opening doors for us. And I just want to say, hey, take a look at this. It started with 12 men. It went to 120. It went to thousands. By the year 331 AD, half of the Holy Roman Empire had been, they confessed that they were Christians. What can we do in our families today? Open our hearts to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide us as opposed to trying to do it all on our own. I just pray this week that you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, be with you, seek wisdom. Thank you so much and have an amazing week.